I'm here with Johnny Toy. Johnny, another intermediate derby against your friends of Buncrana. It was an end-to-end game, nothing between the sides, but you came out on the right side of it.
Yeah, look, we were up a bit just in the kick before half time, and we conceded an old sloppy freeze with it, and we've done a point down, you know, and years gone by, that would have took the sailing out of us. Now, it's only a point now, but we came out in the second half, you know, and I don't know what came over us, you know. We just kept fighting back and fighting back, and the goal was a real turning point, you know, and it was just like, I can't give enough credit to the boys. Like I said to the boys there at the end, like, all the credit goes to the scorers, but I thought our defence done very well. There were a few crucial blocks at a few crucial times and turnovers, and I thought in the second half we won a savage amount of breaking ball from our own kickouts, especially out in the stand side here. So massive credit to the players and the management and all the work they put in to prepare us for this game.
Johnny, at the end of the first 10 minutes, Buncrana had brought a bit of physical edge to it, which I thought you struggled with, because it wasn't your game. You're more a fast running team, you used your pace, you got the grips with it, and then it just became end to end. Every time someone would have had a brilliant score, it was responded. To me, looking at it in the first half in particular, obviously Keelan McCaughan against Keelan McGonigal was the big shootout, but you in the second half was the difference, because I don't think Keelan had as much an influence, but you stepped up the plate with a couple of brilliant two-pointers and of course that goal.
Yeah, look, you see what the two boys bring whenever they're playing. Like, we watched Buncrana and Mallon there a few weeks ago, and Keelan was out of the game, and all of a sudden he burst through and he busted the net, and he probably should have won the game in the last kick of the game. Like, and look, you can see what Keelan brings to us. Like, on his day, like, even out of the day, like, in the first half he was untouchable. I don't know what he got in the first half. He got 3 or 4 points the first half. Like, and to have somebody like him in your team, like, as you say, maybe not wild physical, but when he starts running, he's hard to stop in terms of pace. And look, apart from maybe the penalty we gave away, I thought we dealt with Keelan McGonigal fairly well, because it wasn't just one boy on him. It was next man up. Like, you had to keep hounding him, and and when we carried him out, we got a great turnover in the second half at one stage, and it was a massive turning point in the game. Like, you could hear the crowd shouting because that turned the game for us.
Yeah, and just back to that penalty miss, I suppose Keelan was a wee bit of a rash tackle. The ball went over the bar. Now, they still got a score out of it by the corner forward, Mulholland. But after that, those two-point efforts from same day, Buncrana lost their way. Keelan had one, and then Campbell went for one for the hands, which I thought Keelan might have taken, and then that one late on, was your heart in your mouth a wee bit in those instances? Because it looked like you had the game won, and particularly maybe the McCaughan one where he went for a goal that you maybe could have went three up. Nobody could go three ahead, so it was always hanging with that score, but you survived.
Look, like I said to the boys, I said if the Buncrana's free tickers were on their game, they'd have probably beat us the other day. And look, I always go back to, like, when Buncrana were 2 points down there, like, I remember doing it a few months ago in the league. We were two down and it was a 50-metre breach. Like, and I decided to take the one-pointer, because if you miss the two-pointer, you're still two down. At least if you hit the one and you win the kick-out, you're only one down. You get an easier score. But look, I thought we showed real guts towards the end. Like, Kevin Lynch coming on there, like he caused the handling, so he did, and, like, when he came on, we pick up a few breaking balls, and I thought Dermot should have had a free there at the end, because you could hear the slap. Now the referee played on, and like, we played with the whistle, and we didn't play. And look, I think it was me conceded the free, and I thought, right, if he sticks us over, he'd blow it. But luckily for us, Buncrana shooting bits weren't on and they're free tickers.
Yeah, and just finally, you're in the intermediate this year after that brilliant run last year. Johnny, where does it lie? Is it one of them ones? I know everybody game of the time, but what you've seen in the intermediate already this year, there's nobody you could fear. Like, there's no reason why you can't go to, you know, potentially semi-final, final. Would that be kind of where your thought is?
Oh, look, hopefully now, or in 5 points now, hopefully it takes us to a quarter final, you know. Like, we just have to see how the results go today. But like at the start of the season, we set out, like, it was just a matter of stay in Division 2, stay in the Intermediate Championship. Like, and we take it game by game. And like, there's boys in our changing room, we're chatting about going to the final. And on today's performance, you would probably have to say aye. Like, and bearing in mind, we're missing two starters. We're missing Kevin Doherty and Roy Hurd. Roy Hurd, massive loss for the energy he brings. Like, and Kevin Doherty, free ticker as well, always gets an odd point from play. So in terms of going to the semi-final, final, see, when you get to a quarter-final, Brendan, it's a neutral venue. It's anybody's game. Anything can happen on any day. And sometimes you just need the rub of the green. And maybe we've got the rub of the green today. Whether it was luck or not, we'll take it.